You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a message from CyberBit. Mastering cybersecurity is like mastering a sport. You build muscle memory through rigorous practice, then you train as a team to foster cohesion while operating under pressure. Like athletes, cybersecurity professionals thrive on hands-on simulation. But traditional courses, certifications, and open-source labs won't build you a winning team. You need CyberBit. CyberBit offers a hyper-realistic simulation environment for your SOC, IR, and C-suite to refine your skills, all using the market-leading SIEMs, EDRs, firewalls, and WAFs they use every day. CyberBit is offering CyberWire listeners a free live fire exercise. Sign up your team now at cyberbit.com/cyberwire.
The word is identity fabric. Spelled identity, as in a user with a set of permissions, and fabric, as in a set of connected technologies that work together to achieve some goal. Definition: a set of services for managing identity and access management, or IAM, across all of an organization's data islands. Example sentence: identity fabrics are not necessarily based on a technology, tool, or cloud service, but a paradigm for architecting identity and access management within an enterprise. Origin and context: Zero Trust is a cybersecurity first principle strategy, and a key and essential component of any Zero Trust program is identity. You can't very well limit access to material data for your organization based on need to know if you have zero telemetry on the employees, contractors, and services trying to access it and whether or not they are authorized to do so. Managing identity was hard enough a decade ago when all the material data and services were behind a big electronic perimeter that we all managed ourselves. Today, though, more and more of our material data and workloads are scattered across several data islands: traditional data centers, cloud networks, SaaS applications, and mobile devices. Because of those developments this past decade, managing identity has become exponentially more complicated. Instead of just managing your organization's user ID and passwords, there is an entire fabric of identity services that have to work seamlessly across all of those data islands. Key pieces of the fabric include Identity and Access Management, or IAM, Identity Governance and Administration, or IGA, Privileged Access Management, or PAM, P-A-M, and Customer Identity and Access Management, or CIAM, C-I-A-M. All of these components have to work on each data island with standard protocols like SAML and OAuth, and have to tie into your multi-factor authentication and adaptive authentication processes. The identity fabric is all of these things. Nerd reference. In a webinar in May of 2022, Martin Kubinger, one of the founders of Kubinger Cole Analyst, and Matthias Rainworth discussed the current marketplace of identity fabrics. The background music is supplied by a lovely songbird who just couldn't get a word in edgewise between these two guys. Martin speaks first.
We have defined this concept of identity fabrics a couple of years ago as a comprehensive approach on all of identity management. Identity fabrics are a model, a concept. They help organizations to build their fabric in the sense of a mesh or of a production line. It could be both, and it is both, in fact, across all the identity services.
So these are the products that organizations should look at when they start on their journey or are updating their platform as a whole to have a hopefully broad coverage of what we consider to be individual building blocks within our reference architecture within the identity fabric. So it's IAM plus IGA plus a bit of PAM.
I think that fits quite well. It would be very unusual if you just would use one tool to do it all. So, but it's a smart idea to have few sort of main building blocks, one or two or three, and then complement it with the highly specific capabilities that are not delivered by these solutions.
Word Notes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening. Hey all, Rick here. At N2K CyberWire, we're dedicated to continuously improving the quality of the news and commentary on our network. That's why we're inviting you to participate in our 2024 audience survey. It only takes a few minutes, and your feedback is invaluable. Plus, you'll have the chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card as a thank you for your time. Head on over to cyberwire.com/survey. That's cyberwire.com/survey to share your feedback now.
Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR. And only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit criticalstart.com and request a demo today. That's criticalstart.com.